Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Glad you're back with us. So we've got Alderman Jeffrey Boyd in studio with us, who is a candidate for U.S. president. Is that right?
St. Louis treasurer.
Oh, St. Louis treasurer. I got
he
that wrong.
He knows what's going on. He's not Joe Biden.
You've given a lot of stump speeches, I'm sure. Have you ever forgotten where you are or said you were running for the wrong race?
Not yet. I might have my moment one day.
It's got to be a little frightening. I kind of feel bad for Joe in a way. Do you any thoughts on that?
Well, I think he was so used to running for Senate for so long, it just became a habit. You know, he hasn't had to run for Senate, for about 12 years? 12 years, so it just came back.
I guess, but you know, you're running for the most important race of your life. I don't know how you confuse those. Last night in the debate, he said that 150 million Americans had died in gun-related accidents since 2007. That's half the population. We know that's not true.
That's a lot.
And nobody corrected him. I mean, he just keeps rolling.
I'm not sure if anybody heard much of anything that was said in debate last night. I didn't get a chance to watch all of it. It really kind of turned me off, all the screaming and hollering and disrespect. So
they didn't do a lot of moderating, yeah. I found. CBS did not deal with that very well at all.
It was a free fall.
And so if you had to pick a winner out of it, I know you and I have talked before about maybe which candidate you might like out of it. Have you picked a front runner for yourself at this point?
Actually, I haven't. I'll be honest. There's no one that excites me right now. No one. I think who's more level-headed and the coolest is Pete.
Mayor Pete.
Yeah.
Who probably...
He was definitely the most calm last night and came across the best.
And I heard somebody say... Yeah. I saw somebody compare a video of him talking and his mannerisms to Barack Obama side by side. And it's uncanny. I don't know whether he's been practicing to present like that.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Uh-huh.
But I also heard somebody say last night that if he doesn't get in the top three in this South Carolina primary, he's probably done. His money is going to dry up.
Yeah.
And that's the case for, and this is going to narrow down pretty quickly here in the next month.
I would take it to Super Tuesday, even if the money dries up. I would just head my best that there's a different demographics, and you never know who emerges after that.
Yeah. 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 So of the candidates you watched last, and a lot of the focus, clearly, Jeffrey, has been on the African-American vote in South Carolina on Saturday in that primary. Biden's kind of been the front runner for that, according to the polls. Do you think he did anything to hurt himself last night?
Not really. I think in the African-American community, we're pretty loyal to certain people, and we're forgiving, and we understand, you know, people mess up from time to time, but we can look past certain things.
But ultimately, if your goal is to defeat Donald Trump, you've also got to figure in who's most likely to be able to do that. I think Joe Biden, if he can't even hold his own in a Democrat debate, what's he going to do on stage with Donald Trump?
I think that the current president is so polarizing right now that it doesn't matter who the Democratic nominee is. Democrats are going to come from all over the place. They learned a valuable lesson when they slept on Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
It's going to be a different set of election results this time.
Yeah, maybe. I get back to Sanders again. Go to cut 25 for us real quick, please.
What every study out there, conservative or progressive, says Medicare for all will save money. Ours will cost about $45 billion, not $60 trillion.
So everybody who's looked at this says it's going to cost triple what the U.S. budget is right now to do all the free things that he wants to do. He admits that he's a democratic socialist. What everybody said to me who's a Democrat is, hey, if this guy's at the head of the ticket, it's going to hurt people who are running down ticket from it. That has to be a concern. Do you think Americans, if he's the nominee, do you think Democrats are going to coalesce around a guy who's not really a Democrat? He's a socialist who's running on the Democrat ticket.
I don't think that it's going to impact people that's on the down. On the ballot. I think we go to the polls and we pretty much know who we're going to vote for. We can hold our nose and vote for certain people and we skip over others, but we're going to go and vote for who we're pretty much passionate about.
Interesting. Let me ask you about your race then real quick. You've announced that you're running against Tashara Jones. Why?
Yes. I'm running against, I'm running to become treasurer because I think we need a treasurer who's going to be honest with the people, somebody that we can trust. The current treasurer made a commitment, ran a phenomenal campaign about transferring parking over to city government, which makes all the sense in the world. And we have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars all the way up to the Supreme Court to help her break her promise. That's not good. And we can use a lot of excess. There's over $20 million in unrestricted reserves in the parking meter fund right now. We could be funding programs that deal with mental health. We could be programming, putting social workers with the police department, the cops, the clinicians program. We could be doing a lot of other work on behalf of the city if we didn't have this money stuck over in the parking meter fund.
Interesting. I was under the impression that Tashara was going to run for mayor
next year,
right?
That is my understanding.
Yeah.
She's going to run for her seat, to retain her seat as treasurer, and immediately after being sworn in, she's going to file for mayor.
Huh. Well, that works to your advantage. Are you the only person who's filed against her at this point?
So far?
All right. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Jeffrey Boyd, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure to have you in here.
Get more at 971talk.com.